Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Well, I'm going to be unemployed at the end of the year, Joel, so need a job.
That was NRL coaching goat Wayne Bennett dealing with the speculation that's been flying around about where he's going to be coaching next year. And here to help us unpack that is sports editor at The Nightly, Ben McClellan. Classic Wayne Bennett mate, quote.
I love it. He needs a job. Like, I know he's old.
He's 74.
I don't think he'd qualify for the pension, mate. Because I think he's been earning pretty well for about the last three decades.
And he still seems very keen to keep working, even though he's finishing up at the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Contract expires, and he's a very hot name on the coaching carousel. He's been linked, as we've spoken about ad nauseum on this show, with South Sydney. But now all of a sudden, there's talk about maybe a Parramatta job.
Parramatta are the new Souths. So they're in crisis. They've lost their skipper for a month. Brad Arthur's been coaching them for like a decade. You know, they made a grand final a couple of years ago, but have really disappointed outside of that year under his reign, if you ask most fans. So there's been a lot of speculation that his job's under pressure. There was a report about the Parramatta board meeting. Meeting to talk about whether they maybe wanted to go after Wayne. Apparently there was, according to some reports, a third party approach on behalf of Wayne to the club. Wayne, in his rather caring and sharing style today, pretty much denied that, which probably means it's true. And is, you know, probably a pretty clever tactic, if I was to be cynical, into help driving up the price for South. So reports are that South are looking at tabling him a 3-year, $2.5 million deal. And as he said in that press conference, he's not going to have a job next year. He's pretty keen for one. So we would expect possibly by as early as next week that this might be a done deal. With him expected to sort of enter into formal talks with Souths by next week.
Yeah, interesting. But I push back on the idea that the Eels are the new South Sydney. I think South Sydney would be like, hang on, you've got to be pretty bad if you're going to be the new Rabbitohs. The Panthers just hung 42 points on them in a flogging last night. Now, jokes aside, this is a very serious story happening in the NRL that's been unfolding this week. Like the debate around what is and isn't appropriate on the training track. It started with a former Bulldogs player suing the club for, it was almost like a hazing situation where he was forced to wrestle all of the players because he was late to training.
It was actually a corporal style punishment.
Yeah, that's right. Indeed.
And then the claim.
And now the reports of a lawsuit also at Manly.
Yep.
And today, probably the biggest story of them all, the results of a coronial inquest into the death of young Manly player Keith Titmus in 2020.
So Keith, it's just a tragic story. So he suffered a seizure after a indoor workout session at the Northern Beaches club base of the Eagles. Despite the best efforts of staff at the time and even paramedics, he died. And a coroner has handed down his findings today, where he's urged the NRL to review its heat policies following the devastating death of this player. Some really disturbing aspects here, which I guess clubs will be taking note of. Derek Lee, the coroner, found that his cause of death was exertion heat stroke, and a pre-existing heart condition didn't play a factor. We know that the fans in this gym, so they'd done quite a heavy session and then they went inside into quite a hot room. And it appears like, you know, he wasn't given enough water. There wasn't enough sort of circulation of air in the room. When he collapsed and paramedics attended, they took his temperature three times because it was so high. It was 42 degrees. And so the coroner's basically said that this sort of training regime is just inappropriate. Now this is a case that's been, it's not new. We've known about the death for a couple of years. Des Hasler, the former Seagulls coach, gave evidence last year. A former player told police that they had rated the session as being 9 out of 10 in terms of being intense. Des disagreed and said it was more of a 6 out of 10. So this finding coming out today, days after Lloyd Perrott, another Seagulls player, Who's fortunately still with us, saying that he may sue Manly because he was hospitalised due to heat-related stress. And then Jackson Taupine, who is the Bulldogs player, who says that in 2023 he was subjected to this very harsh punishment because he was late to a gym session where they were obviously sort of boxing and doing that sort of Rocky style, you know, training. And then at the end of this session, he was made to wrestle 30 of his teammates, left a traumatic effect on him physically and mentally, never played for the club again. And the Bulldogs have been adamant in their defence with the coach Cameron Serrato, I guess, making what could be seen as fairly insensitive comments about saying the NRL isn't for everyone. So we know it's a sport played by physically fit people who have to be, willing to give their all and willing to take a lot. But I guess with these three things coming up, clubs may need to look at how hard they push their players, and players might become more vocal in pushing back against clubs and coaches if they think their training, you know, is too much.
Yeah, I think it adds an interesting legal precedent.
Yes.
To this situation, and in an environment that previously seems to have existed outside.
Yes.
The workplace general culture. Workplace rules. So it'll be very interesting to see where it goes next.